Welcome to the Search Storage UK FAQ podcast on storage virtualization and the internal cloud. My name's Anthony Adhead, Bureau Chief for Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Chris Evans, an independent consultant with Langton Blue. There are two questions in today's podcast. First question is, what are the key characteristics of internal cloud storage and how is it different to a pool of virtualized storage? Over to you, Chris.
Thanks, Anthony. Well, I think probably the best place to start there is looking at a definition of those two things that you've just mentioned. First of all, if we look at internal cloud storage, we're talking about deploying hardware solutions that meet a certain number of requirements, and those would include scalability, so the ability to scale that environment up and down, probably more up than down with most people, but at least the ability to scale it. The ability to have that multi-tenant, so internally you'd expect to be serving multiple clients, and you'd want to be able to isolate them from both a management and performance perspective. And, of course, you want to be able to charge for the usage of that environment based on usage rather than necessarily on the purchase of the hardware itself. Those sort of terms really abstract the deployment of the hardware into what we term cloud, a cloud deployment. Now, you also touched on virtualized storage, and this is where people will maybe use a middle layer to present multiple pieces of hardware to servers in a virtualized fashion. So, for example, Hitachi can virtualize other storage vendors' hardware behind their controller in the VSP and USP, and IBM makes, as you're probably aware, the SVC, and that allows you to take a number of different devices and virtualize them. The virtualized option gives you a pool of storage from which you can provision, but doesn't necessarily meet all of the cloud storage requirements of scalability, multi-tenancy, and chargeback. So that would be the difference between the two, and clearly virtualized storage could be used within a cloud environment.
Thanks, Chris. The next question is there any way to transition from virtualized storage to an internal cloud, or is rip and replace the only option? Over to you again.
So we could take an existing virtualized environment and transition that into a cloud storage infrastructure. What we'd be looking to make sure there is that we had added additional features such as management and reporting. We'd want to be able to look at that environment and see that we could carve it up by customer, we could report on usage by customer, and we could scale it. And that is perfectly possible with a virtualized environment as long as we added those features on. Some customers clearly might decide that their existing environments are not suitable for that and might want to do a rip and replace and put in new technology. There are storage arrays today which are more suited to the cloud deployments, and companies such as 3PAR have designed new infrastructures that do scale better, do multi-tenancy better, and so on, and they may be a better choice for some customers. There is also other products such as Atmos and EMC. Have originally sold that into service providers, but a customer could choose to deploy that in their own environment and use that as a cloud storage basis. Again, following the same rules of scalability, multi-tenancy, and so on.
Excellent. Thanks, Chris. That's the end of the podcast.